Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Sure are.
You're feeling tired today? What's going on?
The sonziest vibes I have felt in a while.
That is so unlike you.
I know.
What happened?
I'm so tired.
You were just raged last night? What happened?
I was quite full, so I was uncomfortable sleeping, which I don't enjoy. I really realized I cannot eat past 7 p.m., period. Yeah. Just at all.
7 p.m.?
Yeah. Can't do it.
What time did you go to bed?
I'm with her on this. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm with Tanya.
I was eating until like 8:45. Like our last guest left at like 8:45. Then I went straight to bed.
Okay.
And I was ill the whole night. Like so stuffed, so uncomfortable. And then we have like a crick in the bed. And so anytime Robbie gets up or moves, it's like.
Time for a new mattress.
Yeah, I was up all night.
Dang. That's a bad feeling.
Yeah. So here we are.
And you've been going through a lot. You've got an injured pup. Injured child.
Literally. It's like so sad. I can't even talk about it.
She's
self-flagellating herself today. She is in punishment mode.
I'm watching videos of Sunny pre-diagnosis.
Tell them what's wrong with her and what you thought was wrong with her.
So I thought my dog was shaking because she hadn't pooped because of the rain.
Yeah, because you said she won't go outside.
Yeah. Turns out shaking equals pain when dogs are in pain. And she was in pain. She had a slip disc for 3 days before I even took her to the vet. She was suffering, shaking for 3 days. And I had no idea. I'm making her go up and down the stairs. I'm like, come on, Sonny. I'm watching videos of myself. Come on, Sonny, you got it.
And she's over like, and over and over again. She's
shaking.
Watching these videos. It's very sad.
Yeah.
But I get it. I do the same thing.
Y'all just like to, it's like self-punishment or
yes,
something?
Yes. It's a form of punishment. It's like your penance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't.
It's like you deserve to relive
yes.
the pain.
Yes.
So. Okay, so you're making her do Olympic-type sports.
Yeah. And then, like, after the vet said what it was, she was like, no stairs, no couch, no nothing. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm sitting here saying, good job, Sonny, you got it. You can make your way down the stairs. And she couldn't even walk down the stairs. And her mom is yelling at her to come down the stairs. I'm dark.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. I'd be a little bit dark about that.
Yeah, how's your weekend?
Wait, so no, there's more to the story. So you get the diagnosis. She has a slipped disc.
Yes.
And you're not, she's a jumper. She freaks out with the TV. She like.
That's the problem. I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. We'll keep her safe, you know, but we don't realize when she's sitting on the couch, like we just lift her on the couch. We lift her on the bed and then we put her, you know, like we just lift her when we need her to go up the stairs and stuff. Right. But she jumps at animals on the TV. Like she's. This is why I think she got a slip disc, because she like attacks the TV every night.
Yeah.
And so we have to keep her on a leash at all times. We just like hold her on a leash super close to us so she can't jump off of things. It's so sad. It's like,
for
really.
How
and
long?
Then we had to put her in a crate last night because we had people over and she gets so excited. We just had to like put her in a crate
you
in the room.
You can't just hold her?
I can, but I'm also like trying to host and like get like I can't just hold her the whole time. So I was holding her a little bit, but then I had to like put her in her crate. It's been really sad, and we have to do it for like 2 weeks.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. It'll fly by.
Yeah, it's just flying by. All weekend I didn't get out of my robe because I was felt tethered to her. I was like, I can't shower. My dog is in pain.
Oh, well, we gotta, you know, there's gotta be boundaries.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be okay for a shower in her little crate that she loves to go to
loves
bed in.
So
which
much.
You
I know.
Have
we
told
got
me.
We got her to the pack and play.
Okay.
So now when we go to school, when we go to school.
Oh no.
When Robbie and I go to work, we can leave her in the pack and play and know that she's like safe in there instead of leaving her in her crate, so she has a little bit more room. And then I bought her a baby sack, like a baby sleep sack.
Yes.
To watch TV with us.
Have you done that yet?
It just came in last night. Okay. So no, we haven't. But it's literally like a baby sleep sack so that she's zipped up and she cannot launch to the TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be
It's going to be 2 weeks.
A tedious two weeks,
but we're here for it.
All right. Well, yeah. My weekend was great. Well, I went to New York last week. That was really fun. Fast and furious, you know, jetted on over.
Yeah. Jet setter.
Built some Legos. Uh-huh. Came back. And then it was Super Bowl Sunday among us.
Uh-huh.
I loved it. We sat and watched every second of it.
I loved it too. I thought it was a great game. I loved the commercials. Halftime was fun. I also just love the tradition of it. I love that one random Sunday in February, everybody gets over at somebody's house and they eat themselves sick and they watch a football game, even if you don't care about football.
Yeah.
It's very American.
It's
of
very
us.
American, mm-hmm. Yes. And I was talking to a British woman who's at the game yesterday, and she is fascinated by this whole concept. They don't have this mm-hmm. in other countries.
I like the idea of it, but I can say I think I only watched the halftime show and then maybe the last 2 minutes of the game.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. But I like the sport.
Yeah,
like I like
you
the
like
people
the
coming over.
Socialization. Yeah.
I named all my food.
Yeah,
it was like,
I liked
that was
that.
Very
yeah.
fun. Mm-hmm. You know, good like, names. I like that.
For the people who didn't see your Instagram story, what were some of your food names?
Gold Rush Guac, Cornelia Street Corn Chips.
That was a good one.
Lavender Braised Short Ribs.
Wow. How were those? He was very...
So good, actually. They turned out really good.
They looked really good. And you made me feel nervous for him when you were like, let's hope they're good.
Yeah, because he was, you know, like your partner's really excited about something and like everybody's going to eat it. So I was nervous for him, but it turned out really good.
Well, I just imagine he'd be the type that if he tried it and it wasn't good, he would not serve it to anybody else.
He didn't try it first. He just like put
oh
it out
gosh,
there.
Oh my gosh, brave.
Yeah.
Talk about a nail-biting game.
Yeah. I know. It's very stressful. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the game was very fun to watch. And like Haley, I've taught her football stuff throughout our time together, just here and there. But she was so into it. Like we literally sat and watched from beginning to end. And every time there was a play, she was just like hyped and like, why'd they do that? Why does the guy keep running up the middle into all the players? Like, I don't get that.
That's a good question. And we who have watched football our whole lives are like, oh, what a silly question. But half the time we have no idea why they're doing that. What a terrible thing to call. Until they break through and it works.
I know.
But usually it never seems to work.
I know. My brother-in-law played in the NFL and he was a fullback. So like most of his plays were that. And we were always just like, I couldn't figure out why they weren't letting him do something more exciting. But when he broke it or like got the first down,
exciting.
It was a thrill.
I mean, the idea is that your linemen make a hole for you to run through and you go.
There's a lot of trust in
so
those guys.
So often that doesn't happen. And then you're just like, what was the point of that? You just ran into a pile.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so.
Like you could be talking
about. I thought you've been watching football.
I don't watch it. It's on the TV, but I'm not watching it.
Oh, I thought you were like interested in the game, the Chiefs.
No, the truth
comes out. Okay, so I haven't watched another football game this whole season. Is that the max amount that they've shown Taylor Swift the whole season? Or did they
Probably.
Show her less?
I thought it was more than usual this
really?
Time.
Really? I felt like I never heard them say Taylor's on the TV.
You said you watched the last 2 minutes in halftime.
I know, but anytime Taylor was on the screen, Robbie would say, like, Taylor, so that I would come look.
Well they showed it 12 times.
Yeah, it didn't feel like 12.
Well, it was a lot. I mean, 12 is more than they've been doing lately. That's why the Vegas over-under was 5.5, because that's right around where it's been the past few weeks.
Okay, because I felt like it was nothing. Like, I didn't feel like it was much at all.
Well, so I've like, always said, why doesn't Paramount Plus have a special feed that's just a camera on Taylor?
I would watch that.
How great
she
would
doesn't
that be?
Want that.
For sure not.
Well,
she
I don't think it's up to her.
You know what I need to know?
I'm not going to come if you have a live stream on my face.
I need somebody to go through the forensics of like Taylor inviting her friends to be in her suite. Like, how did that list come about? How did those people get invited? Yeah, how did they get chosen? Were some of her friends not available to attend? Like, I need to know where these friends fell in the ranks.
Like, Ice Spice had a commercial, so maybe she was like, hey, or maybe there was a connection of like Ice is going to be at the game, and it was like, hey, come be in my suite since you're going to be here.
See,
type
I thought
thing.
Like she saw Ice at Ice. I thought she saw Ice at the Grammys and was like, hey, if my boo makes it to the Super Bowl, I want to come hang. And she's like, yeah, sure, all right, hit me up.
Oh wow, she was looking forward.
Yeah,
all I know is that I thought Taylor looked so gorgeous, so like effortlessly gorgeous, and that's I wish she had worn her hair like that for the Grammys. That's I loved it. So
I did
love
it. So cute.
But yeah, I just was like, oh, this is what people have been complaining about this whole season. The people who got mad about them showing her, it was like nothing to me. I was like, they barely showed her
double the amount. To be honest.
Me too, but it's just guys need something to complain about.
Always.
Yeah,
but wait, I
that?
Need your opinion on Travis Kelce post Super Bowl and all the videos we've seen.
Yeah. Okay. So if Becca you go Tilly. Back to podcast way before, like when they first started dating, or even maybe after the last Super Bowl, I think I made the comment like something about him gives me the ick. And then I saw him
you got
like
it again last
I
night.
Saw him talking about Taylor, and I saw him on the podcast, and I was like, oh, he's so like sweet and like more soft spoken than I realized, and like seemed more less like that. And I think it's just this alter ego of like the player, the football player Travis Kelce.
Right, like don't hate the player, hate the game.
No. Not that, but more like he's like hyped and like he just won the Super Bowl. But let me tell you, when that man started singing
Viva
Las Vegas,
the whole thing,
it felt like it wouldn't end. I was like, it's
did
still
going. Did you
see
that panda her after?
It was like,
yeah.
If anyone missed that, here you go.
We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little Viva?
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
I cheered when he did that. I was like, this is my man. This rules. Taylor was so
like,
bummed.
I literally was like, I know the men are gonna be like, that was awesome. And all the girls are like, ew.
He could have been like so prolific there. Or like, you know what I mean? Like he
no,
could
but that's one thing. He's not that's not his no. style. So
whatever
I,
you change a little bit of your style when you start dating someone.
I don't
no?
think no.
Come on.
You haven't?
Yeah, I have a little bit.
How?
I don't know. I mean, it happened subtly, but like you just got to think over time. You did.
How?
Your style changed a little bit.
How I speak?
No, how you dress.
Yeah, but how I speak hasn't changed.
Okay, well, tit tot, titter tot, tomato, tomato,
saying,
tomato, potato,
I think
potato.
That she probably had a little bit of the ick, maybe. And then she was like, you know what? This was his moment. He's so excited. They just won the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. Like, it is what it is.
Let him sing.
Let him do that, and I will gently clap.
Because she didn't seem to have the ick at the post-game parties, so things seemed to be fine.
Yeah, things did appear to be fine.
They were dancing to Love Story.
Yeah, which is cute.
It is cute.
Oh, are you off the train now that you got the ick from him?
Oh, my gosh. It was the yelling in the coach's face, the Viva Las Vegas, the outfit. It all was a bit much for me yesterday.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hot take. What did Robbie think of the Viva Las Vegas moment?
I haven't talked to him about it. What I realize when we're hosting people, he kind of takes the lead of like game watching and I kind of take the lead on the other side.
Which we don't what's really the other cross side?
Pollinize.
Like socialization?
Yeah. Oh. It's more socializing. I think
that's true of 90% of straight couples.
Really?
Yeah.
So to be honest, I barely talked to Robbie last night. And then Paulina left at like 8:45. I showered and I got in bed. So I really haven't talked to him about his thoughts on anything.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, so you were a little thrown off by him yelling at the coach, which ended up, it's just fine. It was fine. The coach was like, he just wanted to, he was like, I'll score for you. Like, put me in. It was like football.
I know, but it's like a little aggressive.
It's just a lot of testosterone down there. And I understand what a turnoff that is, but that's kind of the world.
Right. I get it. I guess you have to have that much testosterone to play that game.
Well, here's the thing. Not everyone acts like that. But I'm saying I don't think that people are like, this is a red flag. And I was like, I don't necessarily feel like this is fair to say this is a red flag.
It's pink.
If he does that to... It's pink flag?
Yeah. It's close to red.
If he does that to the concierge at the hotel, that's a red flag.
Yes. Exactly. Right, right. Yes. But it's a fine line. It's a fine line. Some may call it an invisible string.
Oh. Okay. This has really gone in so many different directions.
What do you think about Usher?
I was a little disappointed.
Mid. Yeah.
I was like, first of all, I was confused why he started field level and didn't. I mean, I guess last year was just so epic that it was like the stage and everything was so iconic that it was that expectation was a little maybe too high for me.
Right.
And then I was expecting him to start with just like one of his like, yeah, or oh my God, or something that just got the cry. And they said the people that were there said, I hope this translated on TV because it was electric in there.
Oh.
Which I was like, okay, that makes me feel better because we can't hear the crowd when we're watching on TV. And so to me, I was like, gosh, it feels like no one's into it. But apparently it was really lit.
Litty. Yeah.
It suffered in the first half of it because of lower tempo songs.
Yeah.
Down tempo songs. But the last half of that was really good. Like when Ludacris was there, I was all in.
That's what I'm saying. It I just feel took like a minute his, to get there. I feel like his features, his guest appearances really brought it. Like Alicia Keys, her.
That's when it kicked in if Alicia showed up.
Yeah. Like that, to me, that's when that like took it to the next level.
When he got on a stage. Again.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I think that also his sound, I couldn't tell if he was singing live, obviously, but he was dancing so much that he was out of breath, so it felt like he needed a track.
Do they
or something.
Sing live? I feel like they all
I felt like he was singing live.
Sing to track, no?
If he was singing to track, it sounded very low. Like they could have helped him out by like raising the track so that he could dance and not have to like gasp for air is what it felt like. Anyways, his dancing is like
really good,
hard to beat. But I felt like the first half was slow. I was a little bummed.
And he didn't do DJ Got Us Falling in Love.
Yeah,
he didn't do Good Good. There were upbeat songs he could have done that he didn't do, which I was kind of surprised by because that would have helped the first half of it very well. Scream would have been a good one.
Yeah,
Scream. How does that go? We can't sing on this podcast, by the way.
No,
you know
I'm not. It was too bad. I was really looking forward to ripping out a little Scream for you.
What are we
going to
do with the Viva Las Vegas thing?
Oh, fine. Come on.
That's public domain at this point.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. So that was fine. What about commercial? I didn't have any. The only commercial that I was like so excited about was the Wicked trailer.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It looks incredible.
It does look really good.
I'm so excited. I had chills.
The USA Today favorite of the people watching in their little annual tracker that they do was the Arnold Schwarzenegger where they made fun of him, his inability to say... ER at the end of a word, which seemed a little weird to me that we're making fun of a guy's foreign accent, but I don't know. I feel like if this person was Latino, would we be making these same jokes? I don't feel like we would, but whatever.
It seems a little off-brand.
It was a little...
Or 2024.
Yeah, not of the moment. Yeah.
Long. It was a long commercial. They really hammered it in there that he couldn't
really
say
did.
His ERs. It's
like, we almost had like a major moment about an hour before the game. We told people to come over at 3. So about like 1:45, Robbie's like, hey, will you turn on the front TV? Because we were going to have two TVs going.
Yeah, smart.
Neither one of our Hulus were working. And I was like, imagine we just spent all this time prepping the food and and we can't get the game. Like, I was like, we're not going to get the game.
Why not? Did Paramount Plus? It was on there.
Yeah, something with the internet. I don't really know.
So none of it was working?
No.
Oh, geez.
So we had to like step. He was like, everybody just like step away. Don't touch the remote controls. And somehow it like worked.
Step away.
That did the trick?
The TV felt too much pressure.
No, he did something. But I'm saying he was just told all like, he was like, nobody touch the remote controls. Let me handle it. I was like, no problem.
It felt you hovering.
Yeah.
The TV felt the pressure.
Yeah, it did. It was very stressful though. I was like, oh my gosh.
What was some of the food that you served at this party? Other than the lavender braised short ribs?
Paper ring pepperoni pizza.
Wow.
Veggie pizza.
Okay, that's a stretch. I'm going to say that's officially a stretch.
Cold as cucumbers. No body, no gluten.
That was good.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. That's basic. What did you eat yesterday?
So much.
Such as?
Well, we went on a lovely morning hike, which was great. It was such a gorgeous... We've had like torrential downpour in LA, so yesterday was just like beautiful and sunny. Easton's been shoveling snow. And so we went on a hike, and then we got In-N-Out, which was a really... It was nice. No one was there because the game was kind of like about to start, so everyone had hunkered down. And then we made nachos like with siete chips and beans jalapenos.
Wow.
Then I had some mozzarella sticks that I threw in the air fryer.
Oh.
Gluten free.
Nice.
I didn't mean to get gluten free. They weren't.
Uh-huh.
They were fine.
Speaking of mid.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then I had a McFlurry, and I haven't had one in so long. And it was like the best McFlurry I think I've had ever.
Wow.
Caramel and Oreo.
Yum.
Oh my God. It was amazing. And then I was like, had so much energy, and I did a walk on the treadmill and then went to sleep.
Oh my God.
I slept so well. I'm so sorry you slept bad, because I had one of those night sleeps where I woke up at 7:30 and I was like spry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm honestly so jealous.
Of the sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have a lot of bad nights with Phoebe's like coughing and stuff. So
I'm like thinking about getting an Oura ring.
I could see you getting obsessive about that. So I don't know if that's a great...
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like somebody rating my sleep every night just seems like so my thing.
They say that hurts your sleep. Not just the Oura ring. Any of those sleep trackers hurts your sleep because of the pressure
it puts
on you.
You're obsessed about it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know you would be like, I have to get 100 or it's not good.
Or like if I got like an... I don't know if my... Yeah, it could be bad. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's on the table.
Okay. Well, is there anything else about the Super Bowl we need to talk about? Oh,
no,
Beyonce released music.
You were missed last night. You were missed.
I know. I missed you too. Oh, wait. The CeraVe commercial with Michael Cera was so funny.
Missed that one.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. But I did get Beyonce. I did listen to the Beyonce songs.
I love the Beyonce song. The country. Are they both country? I've only heard the one.
I think it's going to be country album.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break and we will be right back.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store, and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Okay. We're going to get into your no-shoes household conversation because I know that's been something you've been working on. But first, you sent me a crucial text while I was in New York. A life-changing text, I might say.
About what?
Well, it was in a group chat with Robbie. Me, you, and Robbie.
Oh, my gosh. Guys.
I don't know if we've... I think we've mentioned it, but...
I mention it all the time. That yeah. God has blessed me with a fiancé that has no sense of smell. And it has been the biggest blessing of my life, honestly. And it is now back.
Shoot.
Oh no.
What have you been taking advantage of with the no smell?
Everything. Literally everything. Because also my farts are not loud. So they're you could just sit there and just, I could be farting for days and he would have no idea.
So was this like COVID took away his sense of smell?
No. It's like his whole life. He's had like a deviated septum.
Oh, and so he got it fixed?
Like, no. I don't know what happened.
He may have just let a really bad one loose and it opened up the senses.
No, because he can smell everything now. Like he's like, what is that? I'm like,
I'm telling
cinnamon?
You, you did something that unlocked a
you
blockage.
You straightened his septum.
Yeah. I did. I straightened the septum, but anyways, I didn't know it was back and I just let one out. We were in bed and he literally was like shook to his core.
What
like,
did he say? Because the cool thing
the
is
text?
To not. Oh,
what
okay,
did he
great.
Say?
I need to read the text. First of all, she sends this photo just so y'all can see.
Robbie covering his nose with the blanket.
His shirt, he had to get. Yeah, he's like, and she goes, Robbie finally has his sense of smell back and nothing has ever been worse. And he says, the fact that you've been doing this for the past 6 months without me knowing is obscene. And Tanya puts asterisk, corrects him to years, like she's been doing it for years. And I said, that's a huge loss for both of you. And Tony said, massive loss. And he just keeps saying, ugh. And I was like, was it silent or just the smell or were you prepared? And she goes, silent. I tried to blame it on Sunny. And he goes, ugh. He's just like horrified.
And it's not just gas. You said everything. So like body odor, like other things.
Yeah, man. Like it was the biggest.
Like you have to be aware now.
Yes. And because, you know, I went through my phase of doing natural deodorant.
Yeah.
I didn't really care so much because right. I was like, I know I don't smell good, but he can't smell me.
But you said he told you your breath smelled during the engagement shoot.
Yeah. So it's been back for a minute. It's been back for a minute. But I just like, I don't know. I just don't think about it because I've just been doing it for so long. Like, I just didn't even think. And now it's like. And I have to run to the bathroom when I need to fart. It's like
you're just
so
playing,
annoying.
Like roulette every time. Every time you let one out.
Yeah, basically.
Well, I'm sorry for y'all, both of y'all.
I know. That's hard. I'm more sorry for myself.
I don't know. He's been inhaling it without knowing for years. That's upsetting. I'd be upset by that. Okay, so y'all are trying to transform your home into a no-shoes household.
Yes, we are. And I've given up. We tried for about a week, and it is impossible.
How is it? Wait, are you a no-shoes household, Becca?
No.
Easton?
Yes, we are.
We are as well a no-shoes household. We have a rack in the garage where you take your shoes off before you go in the house. Guests come in, they take the shoes off in the front hall, and then they can enjoy themselves. And if they, you know, if somebody walks in, we're not going to be jerks about it. But generally speaking, we're not wearing shoes in the house, period. And it would be weird to wear shoes in the house.
So here's the thing. What I realized is we have too many points of entry. So, okay, we take our shoes off.
Two.
We have three because where we let Sunny out to go potty.
Yeah, you put little slippers back there. We have that.
Slippers, how many? Three places of your house?
Three pairs of Crocs, baby. That's how you do it.
So, no, we came up with this whole solution.
It's devastating.
Everybody has indoor Crocs. Everybody has, like, home Crocs. So we're going to put Crocs at the doors, right? For everybody just takes off their shoes and then they find their Crocs.
Why? Why can't you just not have shoes on in the house?
Because our floor is already gross from years of slapping around smudge around.
Can you mop it? Vacuum?
Yeah, clean your floors and then no more shoes.
Okay, so indoor Crocs. So Crocs we only wear
why?
Indoors.
But why? Why Crocs? Why not
like
just socks?
I don't like having my bare feet. I don't like socks because it's cold on the floor. I feel like I just need to have some separation there.
But do you not have slippers? Like house slippers?
I have house slippers, but I wear them outside when Sunny has to go to the bathroom.
But why?
What do you mean why?
Well, or why can't you have like
it just seems
slippers.
Like such a to-do.
And why Crocs instead of like indoor slippers?
I don't know. That's just what we decided.
Okay.
On. Yeah. It was like
the consensus
family decision. Yeah. Crocs. So that's what we were going to do. And then we realized like we're having all these people over for Super Bowl Sunday. So then I'm like, what? We're just going to have everybody take off their shoes.
Yes.
And then what? We have half the party in the backyard, half the party in the living room. We're going to make them wear flip-flops to go outside.
Why are you having people in the backyard? It's 50 degrees here.
Because it's just the way that our house is set up. It's like, it just is.
All right, fine. In that scenario, I would just have people in the backyard. I wouldn't let them in the house. That would be how we would do
it. And then what? If they have to go potty.
They come in the house, fine. Wear your shoes to go to the bathroom. We can clean the area, the floor between the back door and the bathroom.
Oh, okay. So only people can just beeline it to the bathroom and that's it.
That's
okay.
It. They don't need to be exploring.
It just feels like not a fun party. Like, no, I don't want to party.
Like, what if you're like wanting to watch the game and then you're wanting to go out and socialize and then you're wanting to watch the game?
Right.
Like, you have to.
I don't have parties like that, like Tanya has. That's weird to me. If we're watching a football game, we're inside watching a football game and people are not wearing shoes.
Yeah. Trickery dickery dock.
I don't know what you're saying. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
we
gave up. We were just like, screw it.
Okay, so it's off. Y'all are just moving
on
from
that. We're going to try. We're going to keep trying, but it's like.
But don't you have just, I mean, you have the boys. Yeah. Don't they just track dirt in the house?
Yes.
Okay.
We all do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just gross.
It's
just
gross. That's the thing.
It is so gross. But then like I forget. And so like, okay, we're good for a day. And then I'll just like walk down. I'll get ready in my room and then like walk downstairs with my shoes on. I'm like, shoot, I totally forgot about the rule.
You put your shoes on upstairs in your bedroom.
Correct. I know.
No, that
disgusting.
Feels so normal to me though.
I know.
There are no shoes upstairs in our bedroom.
But what about your closet?
Be? There's no shoes
in
my closet.
There's no shoes in your bedroom at all?
There's no shoes in your closet?
Wow. No, my wife has like her fancy like going out shoes.
Yeah.
That's it.
And she just carries those down?
Right, like just carry them down.
No, she'll wear them. If we're going out for the night, she'll come downstairs with heels on.
Oh, disgusting.
So you're just saying sneakers and...
Like everyday shoes are not up in the bedroom.
Gotcha.
See, we have a spot in our closet that is shoe appropriate to look in the mirror and make sure it's working with the fit.
Right.
Then I take them off, carry them through the house, put them on by the door.
Mm. You know what I'm going to invent?
Let's hear it.
I'm going to be a millionaire one day. I'm going to invent something that goes out the front door of your home. You put your foot on it, your shoe, and it disinfects it.
I think they have something like that.
They do?
I think so.
We'll find it.
Yeah.
And buy it for me for Christmas.
Or they have like this. The only problem with this, because I was thinking this could be an idea, is like it's not environmentally friendly probably, but you put like something that sticks onto your shoe. So then you can walk in.
They have those booties. I was thinking about doing those booties. I was like, I just can't imagine asking my friends to put these booties on.
We live in a historic home, and our home's gonna be on the historic home tour this year.
Wow.
And they're gonna have like 400 people walking through our house.
Oh my, the germs.
And Allison's particularly freaking out about that. But what they do is they have this like crazy sticky, like almost like flypaper pad that you step on outside, you stomp up and down. It's supposed to pick up most of the debris off your shoe before you walk in. It was either that or booties.
Then like, I could get that. Yeah, that I could get.
The sticky pad, I think, is cool.
I could ask people to use a sticky pad.
Yeah.
Please use my sticky pad before you enter my home.
I guess for me, I'm just like,
whatever.
When I have people over, they stay in that general area of when you walk into my house, and that leads into the backyard. So I'm like, I can vacuum and mop this area. Like, if someone comes and their big part of their outfit is the shoes, I'm not going to be the one to say, take those off.
Right. And that's what I keep thinking, too. Imagine somebody walks in with, like, jeans and they need heels because they drag along the floor. Yeah. I'm not going to be like, take your shoes off, girl.
Also, the idea of anyone not wearing socks and having bare feet
or smelly feet.
I'd rather them have their gross shoes on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every time I go in a bathroom, I just think, like, a public restroom. I'm like, I don't want this in my house.
That's exactly it.
That's fair.
Exactly
that makes perfect sense. But I also don't want someone's sweaty croc feet touching my...
I too
don't
dislike...
knock it till you crock it. Yeah,
they're disgusting. But I do think, given like public bathroom floor and just foot that has been in croc, like I would lick the croc foot.
The croc foot,
especially,
yeah.
Especially... men's bathrooms.
Yeah, that's just a war zone in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, gross.
I don't know what y'all do in there.
I don't either. I black out every time I go in.
Every time we've done this topic on the radio, not just our show, but previous radio shows, whenever we say which is grosser, men's or women's bathrooms, women's always wins.
Oh, really?
Always.
What?
That's right.
How do we know this?
I don't know, but this is what all the callers always say, is that women's bathrooms are disgusting.
And so
there are
men.
Some gross situations.
I'm not defending men's bathrooms.
It can be gross.
Women can
gross.
Do anything, okay? They can be disgusting, too.
Women can be whatever they
we
want.
We can be as disgusting as we want. I'm pretty gross right now, honestly.
Why?
I haven't washed my hair in so long.
Look out, Robbie.
What a good man.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, babe.
Speaking of, what are you doing?
We are celebrating on Tuesday night. We're going to go to dinner, just the two of us, and call it a night. What are you guys doing?
We're doing a dinner as well. And just going to low key, nothing crazy.
Yeah, keep it chill.
Keep it chill.
Mm-hmm.
I was realizing last year we went on a little vacation and, we watched the Super Bowl outside. It was like the same. Oh, I think we went for Valentine's Day and celebrated early.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that makes sense. I was trying to figure out why we were away for the Super Bowl for Valentine's Day, like how those lined up. I don't think they did. I think we just celebrated early. Gotcha. I just realized that. Okay, anyways, what about Valentine's Day?
That is Tuesday. We're going out we're celebrating our Valentine's Day Tuesday because we have the kids on Wednesday. So we're just going to do dinner with them on Wednesday.
So are you doing anything for Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh.
Are you?
No.
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 Should we do something now?
Like today? Right now? Yeah.
Maybe get our nails done or something?
I don't need to get my nails done.
Oh my God. Really coming together.
Do y'all get gifts for each other on Valentine's Day?
So usually not, but this year I got him, I like put all of our engagement photos in a book, like a book. Yeah, it's really cute. I kind of did it for myself, honestly.
So it's a gift.
It's a gift.
For both of you.
For the both of us, yeah. It's really cute. Do you guys do gifts?
Yeah, we do. And then I had already gotten Haley a gift, and last night she goes, can we just not do gifts this year? And I was like, well, I already got you a gift, so I won't buy any more gifts.
What'd you get her?
She's like, no. Well, I can't say it because...
She gonna listen?
I don't. You would hope, but just a little something.
I had the exact same conversation last night with my wife.
Really?
She's like, "Can we not do anything for Valentine's Day?" I'm like, "Well, okay, I got something going on, but okay, fine."
Yeah, it was just something that she mentioned.
She
wanted
to be on that side.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, you want to be on that side.
See, I screwed myself because I got Allison the Lana Del Rey Skims.
Oh yeah,
like I got her like the whole set, like when it came out. And it was for Valentine's Day, but I was like, I just have it now. And she's like, you don't have to get me anything for Valentine's Day. I'm like, no, this is a just because. I'll get you something for Valentine's Day. I regretted saying that. I could have gotten away with it. I'm like, deliver same day.
I know, but you know what's
so relatable?
What sucks is that Robbie's birthday is always like a week after Valentine's Day. Oh. So I'm always like, to me, that's like the bigger load. So like Valentine's Day, keep it light, keep it tight.
You know, I read something really emotional that sometimes the first time men will get flowers is at their funeral.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay, but seriously, I was thinking like men probably would love to receive flowers, right?
Yes.
But it's just never a thought because it's like men wouldn't want flowers and, you know, a bouquet of flowers.
So should I get Robbie some flowers for Valentine's Day?
Maybe try. See what he does.
With the photo album?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't listen to this episode. Now I just realized I blew
it. Yeah, he actually might listen.
He's been listening more often than ever before. I'm like, we had a rule, mister.
Oh, that rule got broken a long time ago. I love Valentine's Day. I was never, even when I was single, I wasn't like, oh, I hate Valentine's Day. It makes me feel so sad that I don't have a Valentine. I've just always loved like celebrating love and hearts and chocolate and whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's like Haley's favorite.
So what'd you get her?
I just got her this like sweater thing that she had mentioned. We were walking and she was like, oh my gosh, I love that
sweater.
So I just remembered.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's good.
That is good.
It's quality gift call giving
back.
Right there. Yep.
Call back.
Yeah.
Listening.
Hopefully she still likes it. Okay. Speaking, this isn't really Valentine's Day related, but it is a topic about relationships, which is sharing your location. I guess someone in the Facebook group posted that she shares her location with her husband and her in-laws think it's bizarre. What are your thoughts as someone who...
I love sharing location. I wish everybody shared location. I wish I could see everybody's location all the time.
Haley and I don't share locations.
Why?
Wow.
Because she's like, if I ever want to surprise you, I feel like you would look...
How would you know that she's trying to surprise you?
Like if she's on tour or something. And if she, like one time she came home and surprised me and I had literally no idea. And she knew at that time because my sisters lived with me. I always talked about checking their location. So I think she knew that it was something I would like frequently look at if someone was sharing with
me. Like to me, it's just like a time saver. So I don't have to text Robbie 100 times. When are you going to be home? When are you going to be home? I can just see his location. Oh, he's still at the office. Okay.
I feel like you still will ask me where I am. And I just want to be like, we have a whole episode about this.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Also, speaking of texting, when you said hodgepodge.
Yeah.
So you know how when they say it's just a hodgepodge of like yes. random foods? Uh-huh. Tanya texts me and she's like, I asked her what they were having for the Super Bowl. And she's like, oh, you know, so-and-so's bringing this. I'm making this. And then she's like, you know, it's just going to be a hodgepodge. And I was like, waiting to see if she corrected
right,
it.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, do you mean hodgepodge? And she was like, oh my gosh, I thought it was hog, like, because everyone's just like eating a lot.
That's amazing.
It makes more sense.
Brain will justify anything you want it to justify, isn't it?
You know, like just like a pig's hog, like right. They just hodgepodge it all, you know?
I go, hodgepodge? And she goes, yeah, just like a mix of all things. And I was like, yeah, I know what that is, but it's hodgepodge, not hog. And she said, I always thought it was like hog, like pigs.
Like pig out. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Okay.
All right. We got to go.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we got to go.
We're going to take another break before we go.
Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference.
You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right. We're back. And to round out this podcast, Mark has created a little quiz.
Yeah, you had mentioned this earlier, Becca. You said you should quiz us on football now that we've been watching. Tanya's not been watching much, but Robbie's into it, and so it's always kind of on. So maybe you've picked up some things along the way.
Definitely not.
Becca thinks she has picked up some things along the way.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's still things I don't know, but I grew up, my dad was a coach, my brother-in-law played. Okay. I feel like I'm semi-knowledgeable.
Great. All right. Well, let me ask you this. I'll start with Tanya, and then Becca can fill it in. Like, for example, Tanya, we'll start simple. How many points is a touchdown?
7.
No. It's actually 6, and then you get the extra point. You kick the extra
close
point.
Enough.
Or you can go for 2 and get 2 points.
Well, I should have gone to Becca for that one. What's a safety?
Not me.
Yeah, you.
Oh, a player?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
good
job. True. Not what I was going for, but that is correct. Okay. I'm going to give you that one. Very good. What was I going for, Becca?
You were trying to go when the offense gets tackled in the other team's end zone, they get 2 points.
It's their own end zone, but yeah, right.
You're
trying to score on the other team's end zone. Yeah. Tanya, what is the difference between a field goal and an extra point?
One of them has to go in the goal, in the prongs, in between the prongs.
Right.
And an extra point can be
outside the prongs?
Yes.
I would say no on that one. Becca?
An extra point is 1 point after you score a touchdown. Then a field goal is 3 points. And that can be when you're in the with distance to be able to make it.
But they both have to go between the prongs.
They all have to go between the prongs.
Which is not what they say, but I enjoy it.
The prongs.
Tanya, I'm going to give you what's the difference between a kicker and a punter?
One kicks, one throws.
No, that's not right.
Wait, which one throws?
The punter. The kicker obviously kicks.
Yeah.
Becca, what's the difference?
Well, the kicker does like the kickoffs, and then the punter does the punt on fourth down. Also right. Kicks, but just like.
And what's the difference?
The punter gets it hiked to him and he holds it and kicks it from his hands.
Right. And the kicker kicks it from.
So it's in his hands.
A guy holding it. Yeah.
From the ground.
Yeah.
Tanya, let me give you a position. You tell me if it's offense or defense.
Okay.
Tight end.
Defense.
Karma is my boyfriend.
That's offense. A cornerback, not a quarterback, a cornerback.
Defense.
Correct.
Nice.
That was literally just because the first one was offense.
Nose tackle.
Noah's tackle.
No, nose, like the nose on your face. Nose tackle.
That feels like defense.
That is offense. I'm sorry.
Noah's tackle.
How about a fullback? Offense or defense?
Offense.
That's
good
right.
Job,
very good.
Donna.
Very good. I'll give you a city. Is there an NFL team there? Is there an NFL team in Jacksonville, Florida?
Yes.
Yes. Is there an NFL team
Dolphins,
in...
right?
No.
Jaguars.
Oh.
NFL team in Oakland, California?
Nope. Well, isn't that the 49ers?
I mean, it's the Bay Area, but no, there is no team in Oakland because the Raiders left.
Oh. They're in Las Vegas now.
Oh. Is there a football team in Indianapolis, Indiana?
Yes.
Correct. Is there a football team in Orlando, Florida?
Yes.
No.
Dolphins.
The Miami.
Miami.
Is there a football team in San Diego?
No.
Good job,
Is there a football team in Houston, Texas?
Yes.
Is there a football team in Milwaukee?
Is that right?
Yes. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes. How about Milwaukee?
Yes.
No.
What about the Packers?
Packers are in Green Bay. That's 2 hours north of Milwaukee. But I think you did all right.
Yeah, that was a pretty, that was
not
a good
bad
round.
At all. Not
the
bad
punter
at all.
And kicker was my favorite.
What's the difference between, just because I want to hear your answer, what's the difference between false start and offsides?
False start is when you don't start right. Offsides when it goes out of bounds.
When you don't start truthfully.
When you don't do the coin flip. You don't abide by the coin flip.
You just start.
You disobey the coin flip.
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea when you said you knew nothing.
I know nothing.
Wow.
I mean, I can. The thing is, the good thing about football is that you can actually follow along with knowing nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when someone catches it, you're like, there's definitely a point there somewhere.
I don't know anything either. And we were in Shake Shack last night at the end of the game. And Allison, we were watching it. And Allison's like asking me all these questions. She's super into it. And I'm like, okay, so that guy's Travis Kelce. That's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. And he is on the Chiefs. And she's like, okay, got it. And like that was it.
Yeah. I just don't find it compelling.
I don't like all the starts and stops.
It's so not for me. Sorry.
That's fine. It's
no,
not for
I
everybody.
I don't think that that's a negative thing. And I think that's what has been the interesting thing with this whole Taylor Swift element to it is that people who have no idea are excited to watch something that they've had no interest in forever.
Yeah.
Taylor brought a lot of people to that game, especially yesterday. The ratings are not out yet, but boy, it's going to be a monster number and possibly the most watched television show of all time.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Thanks to Taylor. And thanks to overtime. Like it all kind of conspired together to be a massive number. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
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 It's going to be good.
All right.
I'm just so happy there's no more football till next year.
Yeah. You're off. You're off duty. Yeah. Now you can support the women's sports like you've been meaning
to
do for years.
Now I can get to wedding planning.
Oh, yeah. Now you can get to wedding planning.
Now I can really get to wedding planning.
Okay. This Thursday, we are interviewing someone very special.
Yes. It was so hard to get her in the OR, but we finally got her.
We finally got her to come in. We have one of our executive producers,
Danielle Romo. Danielle Romo Moreno. Yeah, that's right. Married name. Got to get the married name in there.
Yeah, you're going to be making sure everyone's got that married name in there.
I will say it's going to be nice to actually just have Tanya. Like, you know, when I go to the medical school, when I go to my doctor's office or the dentist and
the
it's like
school.
Tanya is not my name. My name is Tatiana, you know?
Oh, so you're going to change your first name legally.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Oh, that's significant.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be Tanya Rad, officially.
Tanya Rad.
Yadigar.
Tanya Rad Yadigar will be your official name, as opposed to Tatiana Radisavievich, which is your current name.
Correct.
Wow. I mean, hey, if you're going to change one, change it all.
Yeah, it's like Princess Banana Hammock.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. You are Phoebe.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
How do your parents feel about that?
Don't know if they know.
It's breaking news. All right. You heard it here first. We'll be back Thursday. We love you so much. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.